Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of February, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, nothing much going on. Most of them are closed for the Chinese New Year, but a notable exception, India, had a decent rally in here today. Nothing exceptional, but better than the weaker trend that we've seen of late. Now, European stock markets were mostly a little easier, but we're talking very small percentage gains for the most part. In the Americas, Wall Street was down most of the day, but then closed with modest gains, almost 0.25% for the NASDAQ, and I beg your pardon, for the S&P, and that was about the best. So again, quiet activity here. Elsewhere, the long-dated government bond prices mostly eased. An exception was the Eurobund market, which was a little bit higher. The U.S. dollar index rallied, and that was almost, it's currently up 670 points. It sounds like a lot, but that's at, I should say, 0.67. It's currently at 77.76. Now, the main reason for that is that Trichet came out with a statement that, to me, was reading between the lines, was designed to check the euro's rally. And the euro's down 177 to 136.34. Interesting development here in precious metals, which were a little bit weaker earlier on, but then put on some pretty good gains, and we're still getting after hours trading, but gold broke above that little level on the chart at 1350. It's currently at 1353.60. Silver had a pretty good day. It's currently at $28.89.90. Platinum is just beneath its high for this trend, which is at it is trading right now at 1840.80, and palladium, which has been a little quieter here recently, but that's up almost $10 to 18.20, or just over eight twenty. And what about crude oil? That was higher earlier today. Got up to 92 on the NYMEX crude. Currently at 90.62. So down. That's down a quarter of a dollar. Grain and bean complex was a little bit lower, as were quite a few commodities here today, possibly or partly in response to the U.S. dollar. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, all the news seems to be about, and chat seems to be about commodities, and of course the Middle East, but mostly about commodities, and I think this theme's going to certainly be with us for a while more. And it has a number of different strands. People are talking about the super cycle once again. Fuller Money really has been talking about the super cycle for about a decade. And people were extremely skeptical then, and even more skeptical after the 2008 meltdown. Our view is that the super cycle would last for a good many years, longer than the 1970s super cycle, which was about a decade. And some of the historic commodity super cycles have lasted 20 to 40 years. So we feel that this one has a long way to go, not just on the historic precedent, but look who's buying the stuff. We've got all of these countries that are growing so rapidly in the formerly developing world. I prefer to call it the progressing world. And their appetite for these resources is voracious. And the demand is not insubstantial in the slower growth West, but that growth may well pick up. And then you have Standard Chartered bringing out that report about the super cycle in terms of GDP growth. And we have a reasonable amount of sympathy with it. I mean, really, that almost has to be if the commodity super cycle that we've been talking about is actually intact. So getting back to the more immediate action and the influence of commodities on other markets, as long as commodities are the story on everybody's lips, we can expect that to be a bit of a headwind for other markets. I think it's a bigger headwind for long-dated government bonds than equities, as I've said before, and the impact on equities is variable. For companies that are users, processors rather, of food, then that's a problem because it adds to their costs, and they have to decide how much of that they need to absorb or how much they can substitute, careful what you eat, or pass on to consumers in the form of higher prices. So it's a headwind for them, but of course it's bullish for commodity-related shares, or the producers of commodities and various industries that support commodities, such as the potash industry. It's bullish for miners as well, of course. Now, another strand of that commodity story is, of course, the concern that was expressed yesterday by the European Union, talking about limits on individual trades, and also the CFTC survey that's underway. And I think you'll hear me repeating this theme broadly, hopefully not belaboring it, but I think it's going to remain very relevant for stock markets, really for a number of months here at least. The big one is, of course, crude oil. And that is a little too steady for comfort here, I feel. Certainly, if you're a bondholder, and also in terms of equities, the danger all along, just to put this in perspective, the danger all along is that we get an upward spike in commodity prices. Now, there's been no evidence of that so far, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen. And of course, the market doesn't care what I'm hoping. It would require a catalyst, and you don't have to look much beyond what's going on in the Middle East right now to find that catalyst, but Egypt alone would not cause that to happen. It would really require contagion into one of the other production areas. Everybody obviously thinks Saudi Arabia. I think that would be less likely in terms of the major oil producers. Iran, maybe not in the short term, but later on this year, that wouldn't surprise me at all. But we have to just, again, I don't want to cause people any sleepless nights in here, and I don't have any sleepless nights over this at this stage, but we have to watch it. We have to be aware of the situation. Forewarned is forearmed, and if we were to see evidence of a genuine spike in crude, such as we saw back in 2008, that would be a game changer. Meanwhile, steady crude prices are very good for our investments in our overweight investment in energy, or I have an overweight investment in energy, I should say, and I suspect a number of you do as well. And the sector I like most of all, and where I probably have the biggest total overweight, is in uranium. Uranium mining. Okay. These long-dated government bonds, this, again, is very, very interesting here. I did increase my short position a little further this evening because it does look possibly as if that futures contract could break down. My alternative was to wait, because it has bounced from the lower side of this range for a number of weeks. I've preempted it this time, for better or for worse. We'll soon see, soon know. Now, the risk with this trade is that Ben Bernanke certainly has the firepower to prevent another rise in long-dated government bond yields. So we have to bear that in mind. I'd love to know his thoughts on the subject, but I won't unless he utters them publicly, and he's not going to tell me individually. So we have to be aware of that possibility. There's always a risk with any position, and I want to think it out beforehand in terms of what that risk might actually be. I doubt that there are a whole lot of other people queuing up to buy U.S. long-dated government bonds, unless Bernanke were to whisper in someone's ear, such as Bill Gross's, that if he didn't buy them, that Bernanke would himself, or whatever, who knows. But this is total utter conjecture on my part. I just want to make the point that Bernanke could still check this rise in long-dated yields if he wished to. Precious metals. I like today's action. If we get any follow-through tomorrow, that would, I think, convince a number of people that the partial mean reversion process has been completed. What else to mention? Currencies. Currencies. The dollar's still a soft currency in here overall. The euro had a good run against the dollar, and so no wonder Trichet was a little bit worried. So maybe we see it pause and consolidate that, but we've got within what's really a ranging pattern, ditto sterling. The currencies that have been strong all along remain strong, and that's the Asian dollar index section, and it's also the resources producers. Okay, that's pretty much it. So, all the best. Roll on Friday.